the Vancouver Canucks could use some youthful help on defense. The oldest three players on the Canucks are Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Tyler Myers, and Luke Shen, but the main problem isn't the age of those defensemen but that the Canucks don't have any surefire, blue-chip prospect defensemen in the system. The Canucks' top prospect on defense is Jack Rathbone, but he's already 23 years old, the same age as Quinn Hughes, and has yet to prove that he even belongs in the NHL, let alone that he can be an impact player. In his few NHL stints, he's given up far too much defensively and hasn't made up for it with his offensive game. What the Canucks really need, aside from drafting a defenseman in the first round of the upcoming draft, is one of the long shots currently in their system to pay off. For instance, Elias Pettersson 2.0 has had a promising post-draft season, including a selection to Sweden's 2023 World Junior team. Kirill Kudryavtsev is eighth in the OHL in scoring among defensemen with 39 points in 47 games. There's still a chance that Filip Johansson, a Minnesota Wild first-round pick who the Canucks signed this offseason, can beat the bust allegations. Then there's Joni Germeau. Back in 2020, Germeau got more attention than a typical third-round pick because he was the Canucks' first pick of the draft, having traded their first and second round picks in packages for JT Miller and Tyler Toffoli. He was an intriguing gamble, a swing for the fences type of pick based on his raw, unrefined ability. Germeau had middling results after getting drafted but a surprise selection to Team Finland for the 2022 World Juniors and a strong showing at the tournament put him back in the conversation as a promising prospect. At the World Juniors, Germeau showcased his biggest strength, his ability to evade the forecheck and rush the puck up ice. As a 6'4" defenseman, his skating is something to behold, a legitimate NHL-caliber tool that has largely been missing from the Canucks lineup. On Wednesday in a game for Jukurit in the Finnish Liga, Germeau showcased his ability to skate with the puck once again, channeling his inner Bobby Orr to fly down the ice for a fantastic end-to-end goal in overtime. That's a superb goal, one that's only heightened by listening to the excitement in the voice of the Finnish announcer as he rolls the R in Germeau. It's been a while since we've seen a play that exciting from a Canucks defenseman not named Quinn Hughes. The question for Germeau is if he can get his mind to catch up to his skating. He has the size and the tools to be an NHL defenseman, but he's struggled at times to put those tools together consistently enough. Germeau is averaging just 15:45 in ice time per game for Jukurit this season, primarily playing on the third pairing, though he's also gotten some minutes on the second power play unit. Beyond that glorious rush in overtime, he has just 10 points in 43 Liga games, which isn't quite the next step from his 10 points in 50 games last season. Still, there's something to Germeau that deserves a longer look. He was eminently coachable when he was at the Canucks development camp this last offseason, throwing himself into every drill with gusto. He also kept the spirits up of all the other prospects with his cheerful demeanor and seems like a legitimately delightful teammate. If he's not getting anything beyond third-pairing minutes behind older defensemen in Finland, perhaps it's time he comes over to North America for some development in the AHL.